Alright, Too Hard to Swallow podcast. It's Sunday, April 5th, 11:35 p.m. I'm back on my regular schedule, you know what I'm saying? The last one was Monday. I appreciate everybody for tapping in. Last week, I had a lot to get off my chest. Hey, go to the Instagram page, Too Hard to Swallow. On Instagram, a lot of content, a lot of great information. If you click in the stories, you will see it'll be some nice reads in there, you know, nice content. Always the merch. Go get the merch. It's a link in every description of every episode for the podcast. And go back and listen to other podcasts, man. A lot of people. Been reaching out. I appreciate you reaching out. You, like I say, you can go to Instagram and reach out Too Hard to Swallow podcast and just leave your comments, man. I really appreciate it. And, you know, let's get into it today. Well, tonight, I want to talk about a stock that I hadn't talked about before, Tilray. Tilray is a marijuana company. It's a weed company, you know, to be frank. You know, Tilray is a Canadian pharmaceutical and cannabis company incorporated in the United States with primary operations headquartered in Toronto, Ontario. Tilray also has operations in Australia, New Zealand, Germany, Portugal, and Latin America. In December last year, the company announced a merger with Aria and will operate under the Tilray name and its ticker symbol on the NASDAQ. Ticker is TLRY. Listen, man, I own Tilray stock back in September 2018. And of course, it was sky high then. It had a massive drop after that. But I think this is a great stock for a long-term play. Long-term, you know. Maybe not nothing short. Right now, you have a lot of people betting that the stock is going to hit $40 by April 16th. I've been seeing a lot of trades that saying Tilray is going to hit $40 by April 16th. Now, right now, Tilray is about, it's a little over $22, $22 and some change. So to go from $22 to $40 by April the 16th, which is 11 days from now, is crazy. And why is that? Because New York legalized weed, you know, and it's fully legal in New York. So people are assuming that because New York is legal, New York is right there by Canada, you know, Buffalo is right there, and Niagara, is it Niagara, New York? Niagara Falls, New York, whatever. It's literally right across the bridge. So you got New York right across the bridge from Canada. Canada has over 1,200 shops, Tilray shops that sell the weed or whatever. And I mentioned that they are merging with Aria, making it the largest cannabis company based on revenue in the world. So they haven't merged yet, And maybe people are thinking that this merger is going to happen within the next 11 days. I don't know. There's no word of that. But with New York fully legalizing weed, that's huge. In my state, of course, they legalized weed, which is Mississippi. But last note, let me see. It's a lawsuit being filed by the mayor of Madison, Mississippi. She's trying to overturn the results and nullify the law, you know what I'm saying? Due to a change in the number of congressional districts in Mississippi. Proponents of the lawsuit claim that the signatures to put the measure on the ballot were gathered improperly. The Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments from both sides in April, which is this month. So we'll see. But once again, the mayor of Madison, Mississippi is suing the bill, which, you know, passed last November. So we'll see what's happening with that. But it's only, let me see, one, two, three, four, five, six states that's illegal to have weed. You know what I'm saying? Six states. Every other state is it you can at least have medical weed or medical marijuana, but it's only six states, man. So, and then you got, let me see, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. You got about 16 states where it's just legal, fully legal. So that's amazing, man. And New York just made theirs fully legal. So, and the states where it's still illegal, of course, is Alabama. You knew that shit was gonna be like that. South Carolina, Tennessee, Kansas, Wyoming, and Idaho. So it's fully illegal in those states. But the rest of the states, hey, is pretty much legal. You know, not fully legal, but hey, it's legal. At least have medical marijuana. So, and what we had to push for and what you had to stay on your politicians about is making weed legal on a federal level. A federal level. So, it's gonna get there under Democrats. So you got Joe Biden. Joe Biden just got in there. He's gonna have to make it legal on a federal level. Why? Because they need tax money. And we can get you a lot of tax money. A lot of tax money. And see, that'll position Tilray to really jump in the United States full force. They're not able to just really jump into it full force yet. You know what I'm saying? But they will be. They got a beer company, Sweetwater Brewing Company. If y'all want to check that out, that's based out of Atlanta. And I guess they infuse weed with the beer and shit. So if y'all want to try that out. But I like Tilray for the long term play now. Long term, you know, two to probably 4 years. I'm thinking they're gonna decriminalize weed and make it legal on a federal level. So when that happen, the shit just gonna explode. And like I said, Tilray haven't had its merger yet. We don't know when that merger is gonna happen with Aria, which is spelled APHRIA, so I'm hoping I'm pronouncing it right. But so they haven't had that merger yet, and once they do, they'll be the largest cannabis company based on revenue. So keep that in mind, and keep in mind all the big time heavyweight traders is betting that TRA is gonna hit $40 by April 16th, and there's billions of dollars being traded on this shit, saying that they're gonna hit $40 by April the 16th, which is 11 days. That's hard for me to believe, but I do think they can get $30 by that point. And like I said, TRA at the moment is let me get y'all the exact number for TRA. TRA at the moment is $22.50 right at this moment. And they're predicting $40 by April the 16th. If that's right or wrong, I don't know. I can't say. And like I said, the stock has had its ups and downs. But I think all in all, it's a good long-term play. And of course, I'm no financial advisor. This is just my opinion. But it's a lot of money being made in stocks for people at the beginning of companies. You know what I'm saying? Amazon been successful years ago, and Tesla and Shopify. So imagine if you was able to get in on those companies when they was $20. Imagine that, man. Where you was get in early and it just exploded, and you could be a big time millionaire, billionaire, whatever. And TRA could be the same thing, because cannabis is coming. There's no way around that shit. That shit is coming. There's nothing you can do about it. It's coming. People need tax money. Our economy need as many businesses as possible. Why? To pay taxes and to hire workers so people can have jobs and the government can get their tax money. And so that keeps everybody happy. And they can get it, through these weed companies, man. But yeah, so TRA, check them out. Do your research on them. And the merger hasn't happened yet, but remember, for whatever reason, people betting that it's gonna get to $40 by April 16th. Man, we gonna see. I might make another episode about it. So yeah, man. You've been listening to the Too Hard to Swallow podcast. I'm Bobby Krutoff Jr. Thank you guys for tapping in. Go get the merch. Go check out our Instagram page. And hey, until next time.